Meet Kim Isley, a Santa Rosa entrepreneur who calls herself Tree Hugger-in-Chief of the small green business she launched in the summer of 2007.
TreesForChange.com is an online business, and we plant trees as gifts in national forests that have been destroyed by wildfire.
To date, Isley reports, they've contributed to reforestation projects in three states, including one forest relatively close to home.
We've had trees planted here in California in Plumas National Forest, in Gallatin National Forest in Montana, and we've had trees planted in Huron-Manistee National Forest in Michigan. Mostly it's pine and fir, lodgepole pine, Douglas fir, white pine, red fir, just depending on the area.
The actual planting is done by the Forest Service, which carefully chooses and manages the locations and matches native tree types to each site. In addition to ensuring a high survival rate, that enables Trees for a Change to tell people where their tree is and to monitor its growth.
We give driving directions online and maps of specifically where they are and lots of photos so people can get a good idea of what their tree looks like. We give them specific information about the species of the trees and the circumstances of the fire that burned the area in the first place. And we encourage people to go visit the trees. We've had a couple of people say that they've gone camping and gone to visit their trees, and that was really meaningful for them.
There isn't exactly a one-to-one correspondence between trees and people, Isley adds, but she is able to link them to localized groups. And because the new trees are planted in areas decimated by forest fire, they're easy to track.
Our trees are planted specifically in areas that the Forest Service has identified are in desperate need of restoration. There are over 1 million acres in the United States right now of national forest land that is in what they call desperate need. And that means it looks like the surface of the moon. It's quite horrifying. I've been to several of these forests, and it's so still and quiet there because there's absolutely no life. And these are places that the Forest Service says without our help, there will be no trees there for potentially hundreds of years.
Conversely, where the pines, firs, and other approved varieties are planted, they will create an equally enduring benefit.
We go to visit these trees and we see little babies in the ground, totally surrounded by these tree skeletons that are dead, this completely burned out forest. Visiting the trees is like a religious experience because these trees are going to be there after I'm gone, after you're gone. These trees are more likely going to outlast all of us, and that, to me, feels like a really cool thing.
As such, Isley adds, these trees make a more meaningful gift than most other things that go under Christmas trees.
We don't need more stuff. But sometimes you don't know what to give, and you end up giving something that just feels like stuff to you. People are really excited about the opportunity to give something that is meaningful rather than just more stuff.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.